Patrick Laine tells a reporter in Finland that if he was on a different team, he'd be playing with the best players. And everybody in hockey knows that. There's a top line, and then there's his line.
All right.
What do you think of that?
I don't know the answer to that, very possibly, if he was playing somewhere else. I know here, over the last 2 years, we've had three really, really young players. We can all do the math on that. That means two of them are going to be on one line and one's going to be on the other. And he would be 100% right that there would be 11 other forwards. I guess if I take Wheels and Scheif out of that, there's nine other forwards that wouldn't mind playing a little left wing on that line. I get that. And all players, fellas. I've had a version of that conversation, truly, with almost every other forward in our group. Hey, why don't you throw me up there left wing? I think I can score a little bit more, and it's understandable. And everybody wants it, right? They want more minutes. They want to play with the team's best, for sure.
So how do you feel about him expressing that publicly and the ripples it could have in the room? I mean, it's a bit of shade thrown at you and a bit of shade thrown at his...
Well, I can handle the shade, fellas. Yeah. That part's not going to bother me a whole hell of a lot. The individual experience is secondary to the team experience, and we would be fairly smart, regardless of what you might think, be fairly smart men in the room, and everybody would understand that's a pretty good spot. So it's not really an unusual idea. Like I said, there'll be three or four guys. So, yeah, I've already mentioned that to Paul. I wouldn't mind that spot. So it's fine.
And the ripples it may cause with teammates? Or?
Well, I really don't think he said anything there that like five or six other guys haven't said. There's an awful lot of analytics that would tell you that that we got a fairly solid combination in the way we've run it. Is there going to come a time that Patty plays there? Possibly. There wouldn't necessarily be another line. There's one other line that comes to mind that has the same on the top line that has the same three hands. That would be unusual. It wouldn't happen a lot in the league, but what Patrick and Nick Ehlers and Kyle Connor and all the others are attempting to do is they just want to play more. They all just want to play more. And there's going to come a time for all three of them that will turn around and say, see, I told you, if you just play me more, and I'll use my driver's license analogy, nobody gets the keys at 14. So we are in a usual group. We've got, over the last 2 years, a top six that has three very young players on it, and there's some balance in there, and I think Murat's here, so you can go through and do your expected goals model and take a look at the effect of the team on all the different combinations you run, and the answer to why I run them the way they do is in there.
We saw Patrick go up for a time last year with Mark and Blake. Is that something that we could see again this season?
You saw that also at training camp the year prior, and I think the first time he got here. So there's an idea there. You know, he had played left wing. The three righties is a bit of a challenge, but none of that is primary. All of it is game development. So what I did like in the stretch at the end of the year, and the reason that I put him there is I thought Patty's game took off a bit in terms of not goal scoring, which is how I feel he's measured, and I'm sure he measures himself, but in terms of all the other parts of the game, running the right routes, finishing checks, was understanding with Mark's group, a lot of times they do play against the other team's best. I saw some growth there, some growth and development that'll have to continue, and we expect it to continue.
Could this, Paul, just be, I think Blake and Adam Lowry talked earlier today, said it could just be contract negotiations, guys play their cards differently, and could this be part
of
that process?
You know what? I'm not privy to any contracts, but at no point, I'm sure, in the Kyle Connor negotiation, they're saying, hey, we'll take a little less because we understand he played with Scheif and Wheels, and that's going to get me 30. I might get 15 there. Oh, no, I'm 5. I'll get 5. Then I'll get injured. I don't know how it fits in the negotiations. I think it's what he said is 100% true. As an individual, you're probably going to score a little bit more if you play more and you play with the team's best players.
When you met with Patrick this summer, did you get any sense of his frustration in these matters?
Oh, we talked about the last 6 weeks of the season, really. Almost 6 weeks. Well, we talked for two. We talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about all things away from the game, Finland. But the last 6 weeks, the things that we had liked about his game in the area of development going forward.
These comments are made under the context of negotiations, the way he brings it up. And I was a little confused by it because I would assume that you're not in these conversations saying this is going to be your usage. But it almost sounds as though he's going into this and trying to negotiate. We saw something similar with Jacob Trouba a couple of years ago. So how does it work? Because I believe you said in the past, you're not sitting at the table talking about usage and talking about how these
guys usage with Patty, but those two, the contract and I think you got the flow reversed. I don't think they're saying, hey, I'll sign a contract if I get used this way. I think they're saying, hey, if I get used this way, I might have scored a bit more, so maybe you could pay me more. It's an assumption. I don't know. I'm not sitting part of it.
You said also that
that's what I'd argue. I mean, that's what I'd do.
You said also that these are conversations that you've had with six other guys or whatever, but I would assume those conversations usually happen between you and that player. Does it make it more difficult when a conversation like this happens in the media and essentially in front of everyone?
Not really, guys, because like in every locker room around the league, right? I mean, I'd like to play with Sidney Crosby if I'm a player. I'd really like to, but Phil didn't play there and neither does Yevgeny, and Patty Kane doesn't play with Jonathan consistently. So you take a look at your group, you put them together. If you're into analytics, you'll run your expected goals model based on past history, which is a dangerous thing to do when you're talking about three really young players because you want them to grow and get better and morph and become slightly different players than they are. So you take a look at that, and then you put your group together, and you know that when the puck drops, 82 games. Some nights it's going to go, some nights it's not. You got to make adjustments with the lines, but nobody brings their contract out to the bench and says, hey, I probably should be playing there.